it's a little pre-clank.
Look.
Why don't we do, open your mouth.
Gin.
We should do, like...
You want one of these?
Yeah. Yeah, please. Can I get a spoonister?
Yes.
Thank you.
Anything you like. What else do you need?
Oh, shit.
Get in the glass, Josh.
Fucking
get in the hole.
Get in there. Need more space? Let me get this blood orange thing. Whoa,
you're
Jesus.
Two?
Jesus.
What?
Dude, come on. We'll
it is.
Out of here.
God, I'm going to move on. The other alcohol is over
fine,
here.
Fine, you know what? I'll take the two.
Classic Josh over here. Just the set of discussion off the air with it about the.
We do one masculine, one feminine.
Coffee mug four of points. Wine last time. He's fucking rimming it up with gin.
Robert, what would you. Oh, that's cool. This thing is 46% instead of 40.
Four parts vodka, one part.
That's what usually gin is.
One part.
No, it's not
gin.
That high. It's usually 40%.
Tanqueray is about the same.
46?
Yeah. Anyone lower than that is the actual distributor of Tanqueray. What is it?
What's Hendrix it? Or something like that. Or
what's
something?
M?
So yeah, Hendrix. M.
I don't know.
Tanqueray distributor. Anyway, they make one they buy their label. It comes in a plastic bottle. It's pretty good. It's like 40.
People don't really feel very passionately about Tanqueray. Like I like it. I like that like thing. That's,
I
like
it. I love
it. Stuff that's got going on. Yeah,
I love it. I like it more than the other ones.
Better than Blue Sapphire?
It's pretty good.
It's different. I gotta be in the mood for Blue Sapphire. But I can
really?
Go like Tanqueray is like so refreshing. I know. Nice summery drink.
I drink Sapphire a lot. My grandmother like loves
oh, really?
It, so like
oh, okay.
A week usually.
Oh nice. That's
but
good.
But I like Tanqueray, it's not that medicinal quality. One time I was in a store.
I taste all the floral out of it.
Yeah.
That's what I taste.
A little more of the juice.
The juice.
That's the one with the double.
Sure. So that.
But remember from when we were at that.
That's nice.
That single malt tasting.
That's cucumber.
That's sweet. That's
remember? Remember we were at the single malt tasting?
We had this at Costco.
Thanks, man.
Indian
summer.
It was only like $10.
No way, really? I was like nice. Should we do the real clank?
Yes,
please. Double gold.
All right. Open your mouth.
All right.
Cheers.
Gentlemen's club.
Let's do it.
Yep. Refreshing.
Ah, very nice. Yeah. Very refreshing.
My mom loves gin.
Mm. You guys should have done a double. This is really good.
Mm. No, I'm trying to live for the rest of the night. I got three other cocktails in mind.
But anything that's above 40%, it's unfiltered, which is really nice because it has some cloudiness, which this thing does, and so it has a lot more flavor to it, which
I
think
it's been sitting there for a long time.
That too.
why are we drinking cocktails tonight?
Because we've gone on trips and we are gonna discuss like the drinks that we've had and just experiences, maybe something
you
remember. I don't know.
You want to lead off? What did you have? Why did you bring in like a gin cocktail?
That's what you
gin
had.
And a blood orange juice.
No, this is not what we had.
Deviating from the plan.
No, but okay. I appreciate that.
Completely.
But,
we
don't
make drinks from our trips. Oh, this is not it at all.
Well, I mean, it had gin in it, but I couldn't find all the other crap that had it. It was aviation cocktail. It had gin, creme de violette, and... maraschino liqueur.
Wow.
I know. There's also a white foam egg white.
Ooh, that sounds like really good. What was the second ingredient?
Creme de violette.
I don't even know what that is. I'm sure it's like a creamy, sweet liqueur.
It's just like purple cream.
Oh. So it was like a purple drink?
Yeah.
Purple drink.
It's like it was like almost like a lavender color. And so, hence the gin, the elderflower.
I love elderflower. It's so good.
Yeah. But it was really
Did we talk about that last time?
Maybe. I know we have
on Paradise. At Paradise Ice Cream, they make an elderberry and like lavender ice cream. It's fucking amazing.
What's that liqueur, that one that they had for all?
Saint Germain.
That thing is great. Awesome. It goes
That's
amazing.
Like pear, though.
Oh,
I love that.
Hope you guys off.
Sure.
Yeah.
What did where did you drink these?
The Aviation cocktail I had up in Portland. Mm-hmm. Two restaurants served for me.
That's good. Thank you.
It was like a regional thing.
Well, because I asked them, like, what is the cocktail like Portland's known for, right? They're like, you know, everyone, it's Tallboy and Rainier. And it was a Tallboy and a shot, right? Mm-hmm. And so...
Blue Ribbon or what?
Yeah, PBR.
Yuck.
Yeah, it's really bad. So, that or a Rainier. And so in a shot. Like high school. It's just kind of like... Yeah, it is like high school, but high it was like...
backyard. Punk rock parties.
But they said that, you know what, you could also do this other side. Other people enjoy Aviation cocktail. I'm like, oh, I never had one. And so we had it at the Ox restaurant. And it was, what is it, Argentinian Steakhouse. Well made. Probably the best one I had. I had two more throughout the week.
It was gin?
At other places.
Cachaça?
It was Aviation Gin. That's the name of the gin that it was named after.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And so, but it was really interesting. And it was just eye-opening, you know? So,
that's nice.
Yeah, these get you in trouble.
Drinking some Indian Summer here. Right. Indian Summer gin.
Thank you, Robert, for bringing it.
Oh, yeah, no problem. It's just been sitting there. Mm.
Yeah, but 46%, you don't typically see, like, liquor like that.
Tanqueray, man.
Tanqueray's not 46, dude.
Yes, it is. I drink it all the time. Or I used to drink it all the time.
Double-check that.
When I was in Kentucky, we're touring these distilleries, and like they'll give you the clear stuff they just made the runoff, and so
awesome.
Before they add water to it or that, it's like 130 like six proof.
For
yeah,
10
but,
seconds.
But it is like the most has the best aromas and the best flavors, and you take like this month, and it is so satisfying.
Mm,
it's just
awesome.
Like I wish I could just drink that. It was great.
They don't sell that.
No, they can't sell that.
But you drink it.
Yeah, we drank it.
Yes, I did drink it.
Yeah, okay. We have to move that closer.
Yeah, maybe it's a bit closer.
But, yeah, that's the reason why. And I had a lot of other stuff to drink up there, which was nice, and just a lot of breweries. Just cheap drinks, like during happy hours and stuff like that. Like, you know what's funny? They have Negroni on tap.
Oh.
You don't like Negroni?
I feel like weird bitterness.
Yeah, that's the from the
beer?
No.
No, Negroni is a
cocktail.
Drink, cocktail.
So it's
it's
fucking weird.
It's vermouth, gin.
It's like
and,
if I'm a billionaire. I have that coming out of my water fountain.
And what's the third? It's a third. It's all equal parts. It's the third part. I forgot what it's called. Vermouth, gin, and
it's like Mr. Deeds.
It's like when I watched the MC Hammer documentary. Sprinklers that spit out crystal.
Crystal. That's why you're bankrupt.
I'm gonna look this up right now.
That's why you're bankrupt.
Is it like kombucha? Like they mix it together and it just comes out like in a. How do you have it on tap? That's dangerous.
It's 47.3. Boom. And you
I've seen that one. Yeah.
No, this is regular Tanqueray.
Oh, I mean that one with the
that one's garbage. That's disgusting. Like Tanqueray 9.
Campari. That's the thing you don't like. Campari.
Oh, yeah. It's a bitter.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a Campari there.
I don't know what it is, but I don't like it.
Yeah, it's
bitter. Dude, it's really good. It's like a marriage.
I don't really like those cocktails. I thought I would like Manhattans. I don't.
What?
I barely like Old Fashions, but I have to have like a lot of Augustus and like.
Then how the hell are you going to drink any Sazerac?
Who said I was going to drink Sazerac?
Yeah,
why are you even going to New Orleans?
I mean, if I'm there, I'm going to do it, but I'm not going to make it at home.
He's not going to, like, skip a trip because
yeah, I'm not going to miss a whole continent.
What else are they going to serve you over there? Are you going to drink hurricanes? That's it?
I don't know. I'm sure there's more than two drinks in all of New Orleans.
It is a little sacrilege.
We just listed, like, six drinks that you're not going to have.
It's a little sacrilege. I mean, I got a great
what?
Josh on this one.
What's that?
You know,
dude,
the key drinks of the region you don't like at all. You should maybe skip. Should maybe
what?
To,
I love the
maybe
music.
Go to Florida.
Get the fuck out of here.
I told you to save your money.
Shit.
Save your money. We're going, bitches.
Let's do it.
You guys can go for however long. I'm going to go for fucking 8 days.
I'm fine with that.
8 days.
8 days a week.
He's an eating and drinking machine. I guess we could go for. I don't know.
I'm gonna try and do a race there while we're there.
Dude, there's no fucking races out there.
Oh, really? That'd be cool. To pair
I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
We're coming right after Jazz Fest, and we're going to be hitting into crawfish season and strawberry season.
Great. Oh, I love strawberries.
Dude, you have to have the strawberries over there. The Chapultepec strawberries, totally different from where. It's like a strawberry that's like an apple.
I've seen those.
Yeah.
Like they're that big?
They're not that big, but the texture is like it's like a crunch.
Get out of town.
I'm fucking serious.
Yeah.
Can't possibly be. If we had a website to go along with this, we'd have to put up a picture of this.
Here, watch. I'll bring it up right now.
I believe you. I just don't think I've never. I can't. How has that escaped?
Because we haven't had all the freedom rolls
in the past. Yeah, it's true. But that sounds. I love strawberries.
Chapultepec strawberries.
You think you would have saw it somewhere?
No, you haven't.
Damn, that's confusing. All right.
Oh, Rangpur is disgusting, and so is their Tanqueray 9 or whatever. Ugh.
Ragnarok? Tanqueray 9? What's Rangpur?
Oh, special dry, sorry, it's 47%. Export strength, you're right, 43.1. Tanqueray number 10 also didn't like that so great.
One of those bottles looks like it's from like The Wizard of Oz, the Emerald City.
Yeah. Well, this looks like a green Saint Germain bottle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true.
Saint Germain's awesome, though.
Saint Germain. We had a work thing. We had like a competition to see who make the best cocktail.
Oh, that's a trick off. Before you get down that bottle of Tanqueray.
It's like syrup in the Super Troopers.
wow. All right, so the aviation cocktail, that's what I had, but it was my first time, and you know what? It's not for everybody.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds like it should be.
I had way cooler cocktails than you had.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, where'd you go? What cocktails did you have?
I went to Seattle for a race.
Yeah, I think we're ready.
And I was there for a week. Drink. Let's see, gotta bring that up. There was like two drinks that I had that were awesome, but it was all about rosemary there. One that was like super cool. It was like rosemary infused that smelled like incense because they lit it on fire.
Really?
But it had like absinthe.
Turn this off.
And yeah, it was awesome. I'm trying to find that video of it. Sounds like porn, actually. Yeah.
Exactly.
Like.
No, it's just like when the ESPN goes to a commercial break.
Right.
I'm sure it's not some kind of like parody.
ESPN parody.
Porn parody.
It's all just like Merv Albert. Who's that guy that
Merv Albert
really got busted for doing the stuff where he liked when like ladies in high heels, like just the grossest details.
Like crunches balls and stuff.
Yeah, and like they liked it when people walked on him with high heeled shoes and stuff. You're just like, I don't know, I need to know that much about Marv Albert's personal tastes.
Yeah, so, I don't need to know that either.
That was pretty damning. And he made it back. He made a recovery.
Oh, that's cool. Aviation gin. Nice.
That looks pretty cool. How come we don't have that around here?
Because it's pretty old. This one was tea infused. Awesome.
Cocktail, sir. New cocktail.
New cocktail. Next one.
End of story.
Moving on to White Russians. Dang, I can't remember this place. I thought I had a video of it. I was pretty sure I had a video.
Boom. That's what it looked like.
Oh, that looks awesome. It's like foam frothy. Whoa.
What the fuck? There's a treat in your drink.
Yeah, that's like rosemary.
Yeah, man, there's fucking rosemary. Like, rosemary smoke infused. It was awesome. They, like, light the whole thing on fire and, like, they... Oh, yeah, that's what it was. Absinthe spray. They spray, like, absinthe and they, like...
Yeah.
Like, flambe, like, the rosemary.
Does the rosemary like, catch on fire?
Yeah. It's amazing smell. It was great. It smelled like frankincense, almost, like, from, like, church.
Like, that's the thing of the drink is that stalk catches on fire and it's like,
it's like so good, man.
So I think that's why you would like Sazerac, because they use the same thing. They use absinthe wash.
Maybe I'm thinking the wrong thing. Maybe I haven't had one.
I would be taking those things of rosemary and just like,
shit.
Yeah. I can't remember the name of this place, but it was fucking awesome. It was like something straight out of the 90s, like super rock. They were playing in there.
That's a serious like, bar.
They were playing like Super Unknown. They had an awesome selection. Like, check out the...
Yeah, it's like stuff I've never seen. I'm like, what is all this stuff?
Yeah, this is these
oh,
ones
dude.
Up here.
Hey, that's ours.
Elijah Craig. Which one?
No, West they line. Had like Pappy Van Winkle on their like board to like buy, like, but it was all sold out, of course.
Sure, shit, of course.
Yeah, there's all
did the both copies.
That's a.
I even had this one.
That's a Brooklotic. Yeah. I've never seen that before.
Yeah, me neither. There was like ones in there I'd never seen. It was like a really cool bottle.
I went to that distillery, the Elijah Craig one.
Yeah.
Right there. Yeah.
Oh, that's your, like your flask.
Yeah.
Pretty good stuff, then.
Damn ah.
It. Damn it. Where'd it go?
Are we working on the next cocktail?
Yeah.
All right. Robert, ready to make it?
White Russians?
So what's all the stuff in the bottom?
Yeah, maybe it's one of those. There's like some craziness.
Mezcal. They're all mezcals. Wow.
Yeah.
We need to go to a place and like just do some mezcals one night.
Check out this fucking crazy bottle.
Well, like, doesn't Wine Country have mezcal tasting?
They might. That would be a good one to go to.
They need more stuff just for us.
Yeah, they would do more stuff for us if we showed up.
Oh yeah, here's this top shelf. These guys. I was trying to take a picture of those bottles, but I couldn't really.
Wow, what's that?
I don't know. They're pretty fucking cool though. All these like the top shelf were pretty rare, and the ones I'd never heard of or seen.
Have you seen any of those, Dan?
No.
I've seen the Amaro.
Yeah.
I've seen the other one. Those are the Italian aperitifs. I've seen those guys.
Oh, these like bitter.
This place is cool, though, man. It's yeah. Really, really pretty chill little hangout spot. Kind of remind me of like Melrose. Like the whole little strip right there.
I'm pretty sure it's cheaper than Melrose.
It's right next door to this awesome dispensary. Maybe these are better pictures. No, I can get better. Black Bush.
Yeah. I think of like dispensaries. Like when I was on my trip, there was all went to one of these distilleries and they had this picture of like this medicinal card you could get during Prohibition, and cool. you could get one, and you it gave you a pint of whiskey every 10 days. So it's just like the pot thing now. So you just go to a phony doctor, he writes you a prescription for something, and you get a pint of booze.
Yeah.
And they said that it would be like a whole family would come up, and they'd all get their pint of booze for 10 days. And it was just like, just a way around it. It was the same thing as what's going on with the weed.
Okay, so here, I can actually tell you guys some other cocktails I had. I actually had all of these.
I actually had every one of these.
Every freaking one of these.
I did.
How many times did you
go
here,
Robert? It was one night I was walking around by myself.
Fucking racing you for no reason.
Wow. And I went to, it was called, shoot, I have a t-shirt of it.
It's like, I'm going for it. I'm going to have every, I'll have every one.
I was walking around.
Every 10 minutes, bring a new one.
I was sitting at the bar. It was pretty cool. They had awesome deviled eggs. Ooh. Super awesome. So good.
It's like in Back to School where Rodney Dangerfield goes, bring a pitcher of beer every 10 minutes until everyone passes out. Then everyone every 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah. So here's where I went. Eastmith Mercantile.
Wow.
The place is pretty awesome.
Wow, that looks really good.
It is a pretty sweet place. Mm. So they have one in Idaho, too, or was based off this place in Idaho. And the front of the store is like all... I feel like I talked about this already, though.
No, you haven't.
It's like... Just like its name implies, it's a mercantile. Like it's just random like stuff from now. It's all like U.S. made goods in the front of the store. Like candles, they have like leather works there, clothing, shirts. I walked in. I was like, "I'm sorry. Is this? I was looking for this place. Is this?" She's like, "Oh yeah, it's us." It didn't look like a bar. And I was like, oh, okay, do you get that question a lot? She's like, actually, yeah, we do. Because like, you walk in and it'll just look like a storefront for like a crazy looking Hallmark or something.
Oh, that's nice. That's awesome.
And then, yeah.
There's all the bitters.
Yeah, all this craziness is the double egg. This thing What's was that? Awesome. This like rose thing.
Ooh, that looks
That looks like really a
so I had
eggnog thing.
Yeah, it does, but it's not. I thought it looks like horchata or something.
That was uh-huh. like creme brulee.
That was like the... It was a Coco Rosie. It was gin, hibiscus, rose tincture, lemon, coconut, rose milk, and honey.
Oh,
How many drinks did you fucking have?
Really, I had all of these. I had all four.
Holy shit.
I had a Swan, which was also gin, Dolan Dry, Absinthe, Lime, Augustus Bitters. All these were great. And they're only $8, and it was happy hour even. That's what and the guy hooked it up to with a shot and everything. Sweet chili of mine.
With a shot to boot?
Yeah, later on. That was like after all these. It was pretty good after I left that place. Tequila, green chili, vodka, lime, and cucumber. That was pretty good.
That sounds weird.
Horse feather was, horse feather was pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's unique and good. But yeah.
Horse feather was pretty awesome. What's rye, that? Ginger beer, lemon, and Augustus bitters.
Ooh, that sounds really good.
I think the swan and the horse feather were the ones I liked the most. I thought I'd like the Coco Rosé a little bit more. It wasn't as rose infused as I thought I'd like. But cool vibe to that place. They're moving though. They're not even sure if they're gonna open up another one.
Wait, was this in Seattle, right?
Yeah, this is in Seattle. Then was it in the bar? And they had this what's that stuff I don't like? Damn it.
What? Where?
Pokey?
No.
Where? On what? What does it taste like?
It always reminds me of like Afterbirth, like the name of it.
Afterbirth?
Beef Stroganoff?
No.
It's Placenta?
Yes, it sounds like that to me.
What?
Ah, damn it.
What is this?
It's like a barley. It's not like a rice or something like that. It's not.
It's a barley.
It's not like risotto. It's like risotto. What else is that?
Quinoa.
Pimento.
No. You don't like pimento?
Pimento. Yeah, I know what you mean. It's like a corn-based thing. It's like Cuban. I think it's pimento.
It's not pimento. That's an olive.
No? Called polenta?
Polenta.
Polenta.
Polenta. Placenta?
Polenta.
Polenta. Yeah, holy crap. Placenta. How did we make it here? We're so awesome.
This is how my brain works.
It's basically the same word, man.
Sure. Yep.
There you go. Placenta.
Placenta. Polenta. Got it. How the fuck?
Well, it was... polenta and this ground... this awesomeness. Sausage. This fennel sausage, and yeah, this was pretty fucking good too. Food was awesome, and it was like super cheap.
So you hate grits then?
I don't like grits.
Oh man, grits. I like grits.
I love grits.
Every meal at my trip.
When you go to grits, I like grits.
Okay.
I have.
It's polenta.
Grits is polenta.
I didn't say I didn't like it.
You say you just said you don't like polenta.
I said I thought I didn't like it because I talked about this when I went to. I had it with lamb, and I was like,
oh, okay.
That wasn't good.
Maybe the lamb wasn't good.
Lamb.
Lamb probably wasn't good. It was probably super good.
There's another drink. I didn't know what the fuck that was. That was even on the menu.
Shit.
And then this pretty much sums it up because it gets dark.
You got mythology.
Nicely done, Robert.
No, that's good.
Yeah, these are all pretty good, man.
These are very good documentation, too. Wow.
Especially since I was so drunk.
We need to do a freaking YouTube channel so people can see these pictures.
You know, you guys can see them on our blog.
I got this going on.
That we don't have.
Maybe you can do a YouTube channel.
So then me and this other guy were hungry and they're kicking us out because it was like, they closed like super early. It was kind of lame. Mm. That little district, kind of everything just died at just like, I don't know, it was like at 9 or something. He was a local, and we went to this other place, and I got like this awesome burger.
An egg? Tell me I had egg on top.
Didn't have an egg on top.
Pussy.
Ooh.
Holy shit.
Wow.
Arugula?
People come there for these burgers at happy hour. This guy came like, he was in real estate for like a commercial real estate guy. He was super cool. He bought us like a round, and he came there specifically for this burger.
And they have a
cutoff. He missed it. We just got there, and I was like, "Oh, I'll have that burger. It sounds awesome."
What's the name of the restaurant?
Lakosho. Lakosho. Because I took a picture of the menu because I knew what fucking burger. It was awesome. Check that out.
It looks like a ciabatta.
I was like, "Give me it as rare as I could." It was fucking great.
Oh,
I was already wasted. It was food is. Oh, I got banana bread from the guy I stayed at.
What was the name of the restaurant?
Lakosho. L-O-C-H-S-O. Or S-H-O. Or L-O-C. Maybe I'm a horrible speller. I don't fucking know. Oh, here we go.
Oh, we got it.
Right here.
Yeah, right here.
Lakosho.
I wonder what that means.
Saved.
You go there for seafood. Need
something with pork. Nope, you don't go there for that.
That's what it says right here. Well, seafood.
That person is dumb because they don't know about the burger.
That guy was so let down. He's like, oh, I guess I'll have this instead. I think he had a steak
crab or toast.
Felt sad for that guy. I was like, you want to buy my burger?
You should have just gave it to him because you freaking got a freaking round from him.
That was later on.
Oh, shit.
That was way later on. After I ate my burger.
I wish I had time to just hang out in Seattle like this.
7 days by myself.
I wish I did.
I mean, I hung out with a friend that was there too, but when he couldn't hang out, I was fine to do whatever.
I know you were. You don't need anybody. It was fucking great.
It was awesome. I just walked around eating stuff.
Half pound ground beef, pickled onion, spicy aioli, beaches, flagship
like
cheddar.
Like that. I walked around the international district. They did some. It was like China Independence Day. And I was just walking by and like they were doing a big old giant ceremony. But I was like walking by with my camera. It wasn't anything like super spectacular, but
yeah, still.
This whole like dragon festival thing and raised the China flag and.
Oh, it's by Chinese New Year.
No, not Chinese. It was Chinese Independence Day, which doesn't make sense because they're communists, but whatever.
Whatever. All right, more ice, please.
Yeah, new cocktail.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, I guess we're back. Well, let's start this up.
Blood orange.
Oh, really? Go for it.
Call it the Slayer. You guys had one shot each.
Well, what about you with two shots of bourbon? How about that?
That's not
fine
with me.
Natasha's away though too, so who knows? Who knows?
Actually, Dan might be lonely. I don't want to be a part of that.
You should be so lucky.
I don't know what that means.
Sound good.
I didn't quite top it off. I'm going to spill it to somebody else.
No, you can spill it on. Ooh, it smells good. Bullet.
Yeah, boulet. Kind of turns the stomach there.
Boulet.
It's nice.
Nice bouquet of boulet.
What are you doing that with an M?
Can you bring the shot cup?
Yeah, I'll have
it. Or we're just topping it off.
Just top it off, man. Come on.
Can I eyeball it?
It's blood orange. What else did you put in there?
How much time did I have?
I don't know. It took you a while to get my place. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? All
right. So the concept behind this is that...
Oh, shit. I've lost the double one. I think that was this one.
Who knows?
Oh, my God.
I think it was that one.
Whose glass is what?
I knew where mine was, but I kind of lost track of the way too.
Okay, so Josh decided to do a variation of the aviation. So we did a gin with a blood orange, Italian blood orange soda.
On a roulette wheel of double shots.
And now we're doing bullet bourbon with the blood orange soda just to enhance the liqueur. So it just gives you different notes. The blood orange does, especially with the soda itself. But yeah.
One of them's a double. Watch out.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Good luck. I love this game.
We should play this game all the time. It's like a little like lazy Susan with a sheet over it.
Oh, this one's really good. This one's so much better.
Wheel of Morelli. Turn.
Isn't this so much better?
You get the double?
Yeah, it is. It is good. I don't know if I got the double, but it is bring out different flavors.
I never did either. It's nice.
Yeah, this is so much better than the other one.
It's interesting.
I like the other one too, but it was just more like I could have one of those. This one I could probably have like 10 of them.
Oh, no, the other one's refreshing.
Yeah, the other one I could have
10 yeah, it was refreshing when it was like
while I'm on my sailboat. Going around the harbor.
Shit. Piggy up, bro. Piggy up.
Crashing into the, like, the boats and hoes.
Boats and hoes. I'm going to drink this one a little slower for sure.
Oh, no worries, dude. This is really good. Thank you, guys.
It tastes like a... it tastes like bourbon and a big stick.
Wow. A great description.
You know, I had a friend with the big stick ice cream. He would always turn it into like a penis. And then he would start licking it.
Wait, what did you say again?
Did you say Weinstein?
Actually, Kevin Spacey, please.
Should you rather like Kevin Spacey?
No, like, you know the big stick ice cream? Like, yeah. You know, like...
freeze?
Yeah, that's what it is.
No, he would essentially just... He would shape it into the head of a phallus. And then he would just start sucking on it.
That's very talented. How do you do that?
Why not, first? Right?
So, huh?
You gotta make the head bigger than the shaft, so...
Yeah, you could, but some people's heads aren't bigger than the shaft, Robert.
Aren't? Is that what you said, aren't?
Are not, yes.
Wait. Some people's heads aren't bigger than the shaft?
No, yes. It's physically impossible.
Blowing my mind.
No.
I'll drop it right now and show you.
I've seen a lot of porn. I've never seen that.
I've never seen that. It's a fucking lie.
Everything.
Dude, I'm singing about everything.
This is really good.
You know how I know that? Because I've actually mixed a big stick and like whiskey because I had nothing else in my house to mix.
Wow.
That's the best.
And it's not bad.
Did you like melt it? Like,
yeah, it was great. It was like and I smashed it up with a spoon. I was like, oh, well, I'm doing it already, so let's just make this better.
That's awesome. How many times you looked around for a mixer and you just go, like, I got nothing.
I don't really drink soda, so yeah. Mm-hmm. I like the Mexican Cokes, though. I buy those every now and again. Really? They last me like a year.
Yeah, they're a great time.
They sit there.
You never know when you get... We drank one to two that I had that one time. It was
I don't know what it is. Sometimes I just really crave one. Like when I come home from like work, or like a workout or jiu-jitsu, and like I just pound one of those. Mm. My body's like craving sugar.
It's great, very flavorful.
All right, Dan? You went to Kentucky, right?
I did Kentucky and Tennessee for one day.
Okay. Wait, both for one day?
Yeah, I went to Nashville. It was real nice. Everyone was real nice. That's real nice. Yeah, Tennessee. That's what everybody says about everything. It's real nice. They're real nice. But yeah, so I went to Tennessee for one day and flew in 2 days, I guess. It was awesome. Nashville was pretty fun. I wish I would have had more time there. It was really cool. And we went to Jack Daniels, which is like in Lynchburg, Tennessee. County.
Did you take a tour?
Took the tour.
It's a dry county where Lynchburg is.
Yeah. They can't sell you any Jack Daniels at all. So it's kind of weird. So they do, you'll go to like a lunch at a place that like they kind of like support the whole town and everything like that. So you go to lunch at this place and they'll give you like this apple dish or stuff and they'll have booze in it. And or they can give you booze to drink if you're tasting at the factory and at the stuff and, everything's kind of laced with it, but they can't sell it. Very odd situation there.
That is horrible. Why would you open a distillery?
Yeah. Guys, he's opening up this new distillery. It's the best whiskey ever. You gotta taste it. Just drive over to the next county.
Dumbest idea ever.
Wait, what?
What, James Earl?
No, it was cool. That was really fun.
Wait, so when you were there for a whole week, what are you talking about? You were there in Tennessee and Kentucky in one day.
Well, we flew into Nashville, and then we went out that night. Like, everywhere there's live music. We went to this restaurant, awesome live music. And the next day, we went to Lynchburg, Tennessee, and did the Jack Daniels tour and the lunch at this famous place where it's like a boarding house kind of setup, and we eat, like, communally. And then we took a bus with like 3 hours to Kentucky, Louisville.
Yeah.
And we did like three or four more days there of touring and tasting.
Yeah, I went to Woodford Reserve and Buffalo Trace, which, you know, which is Sazerac, and they own like all, so they own all these brands.
They own a lot of stuff. Yeah,
Angel's Envy, Larceny, just like a whole bunch of other ones. That was cool. That was a really, really big distillery. And then the next one was Heaven Hill, and they do Elijah Craig,
right,
and Henry McKenna, and a ton, like 20 other whiskeys and stuff. So that was pretty eye-opening. That was like a factory. That was like just visiting a factory. It was so much stuff going on there.
That's a great trip, dude.
It was great. It was really fun. And then, what was the one that the last day we went to, too, was, I went to, like, the Evan Williams, like, this other distillery that they have for this.
I used to be super into Jack Daniels. My first surgery.
Right? I think we all have that story.
Well, yeah. I mean, I went through the whole, like, profile, though. Like, did you have anything cool?
You know, we had, we had, like, all the biggest stuff. Like, we had Jack Daniels and Gentleman Jack and Single Barrel. And then, you know, of course, we had, like, the Fire and the Honey, which is the two things I'm really, like, into the least. But then we did these interesting things with them, too. Like, he was talking about having, like, putting the honey in your lemonade.
And that's great.
And then using, like, the Jack Fire in, like, apple cider, like, around the holidays and stuff. And I was like,
put it in my old
hot toddies, dude.
Put it in my horchata.
Really?
Yeah.
So those are two cool, really cool things I didn't think about. And then we went through the lineup. Yeah, it's good when you you get to know the brands, and then you they all have this profile, and there's still differences between them all when you're really thinking about it and tasting it. Yeah. It's good education.
Single Barrel kind of like wet my whistle for like getting into Single Barrel stuff. that was definitely the first one.
Mm-hmm. And this stuff is definitely like sweeter than bourbons. It's, you know, there's like always there's sweet notes, I think, on all that stuff.
Yeah.
So it's really it's what a lot of people go to first, I think. Yeah.
Explain something for me though, with the Jack Daniels. So it's not corn, right?
No, it is corn based, but it's like a few percentages less. Like it's also more of the percentage less rye than bourbon, and a little more corn and grains.
Okay.
So it's a Tennessee whiskey. It's different, slightly different than a bourbon. And also, the process is different than bourbon. Right?
They said sour mash. What is that term?
Sour mash is like just basically the liquor you can make from like sorghum and like soybeans and stuff. And it is. That's a good question. Sour mash is bourbon, and it's not. No, I'm sorry. Sour mash is Tennessee whiskey as opposed to bourbon.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it's just like more. I believe that it's more grain than rye. Rye is the thing that gives it like the spice
and the breadiness.
And the breadiness, and it has less of that, and more corn.
Okay. Rye's so good.
And it goes through that through the charcoal. That's the real big difference.
Yeah, the filtering processes for each one a little bit more on each one, mellows it out.
That's awesome when you it's pretty awesome when you go through these like rick houses, and it's just like there's like 20,000 barrels of whiskey in there, and it just smells just like the whole place smells like Jack Daniels. And then you look out and they go, oh, there's another one, oh, there's another one, and another one, and another one. And then that's pretty crazy. And then there's this looks like moss. It's really like a fungus that is attracted to like the alcohol stuff in the air. And it's on all the trees around the distillery, and it's in all the buildings around the distillery. And I guess during Prohibition, that's how they knew if you were like making whiskey, that they'd look for this
moss or mold.
It's like fungus, really. You know, they tried to tone it down and say it's a mold. Or
it's gonna kill you.
Well, it won't kill you. It's just like a.
It grows in you till it takes over.
Yeah.
What was the best thing you ate while you were out there?
Oh, dude. You know, catfish. You know, you don't have like it's like you think it's like what am I trying to say? What do we have here?
Bottom
like,
feeder.
No, we have like what's the English food that's
fish and chips.
Right. So you think it's fish and chips, and then you have the awesome sauce, but it's lighter and it's like more flavorful and stuff.
Mm.
It's really good. Yeah, wow. I love that. And they had you know, barbecue, a couple places that was really good, and
Yeah, those are kind of the highlights and stuff.
It's awesome. We
have dinner every night. Someone would take you out to dinner, so you kind of have to run at the menu. But the stuff you get, like the catfish and the barbecue, is the best.
That's really cool, man.
Catfish is good. I used to eat that a lot when I was a kid.
Really?
Just got those hole-in-the-wall place by my grandmother's work. She was a teacher. The only thing that they could make well at this place was either breakfast or catfish. Everything else was garbage.
Yeah, if you go to a place with like a good catfish and a great sauce, like not even a tartar sauce, but it could be like a barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
Like, man, it is so heavenly.
I like cocktail sauce on fish.
Teach us, huh?
Yeah.
Someone's got to do it.
We can figure it out in New Orleans, guys.
Uh-huh.
Nolens.
Yeah, like we were in Louisville. And they go, is it Louisville? We're like, they go, no, it's Louisville. And then people go, Louisville.
Louisville.
It's like kind of a joke around the city. They have all these different spellings. And the true people are like, if you have to open your mouth, you're not saying Louisville. Louisville.
It says Galvin. Galvina.
No, but Galvin. I was asking if you wanted more.
It's got my whole name in there. Did you notice
that? Yeah, I did.
This is nice. This is real nice. I like this.
Yeah.
It's nice.
It's like that punt they make at the 322 or whatever. 323 on Main Street in Seal Beach.
What?
What's that place?
320.
320.
322. 322?
It's close. 323? That's not close.
You mean area codes?
Three digits?
The 310?
I had a punt there that tasted like this. It was good.
562.
Can I have a little more of that too?
Yes, you may.
I'll try.
What is it? But yeah, so we kind of went over all our trips and stuff, and it was really good. Thank you guys. We do have to try the Gentleman Jack. Right now, I still feel like the winner is the Bullet and the Blood Orange.
It's pretty nice.
Yeah.
They're all nice. It's real nice.
It's real nice. Mm-hmm. What'd you have? What'd you eat? Anything good there?
Lots of things.
Oregon. Let's move on to food. What did we have? Had some pretty awesome, not super spectacular dim sum, but I liked it.
Okay, so but
what? Okay. Agency buy.
Robert, there was nothing spectacular.
This is something that Robert and I like argue over because it's
I've
just
never
like,
had. It's dim sum. Dim sum is like poor people food. It's just like
it's not poor people food.
Whatever. It's become street food. That's what it is now.
It's street food.
We're not talking about, like, 4th century China. We're fucking talking about now.
I understand now, but it's still not considered, like, rich.
It's street food, man. It's 97, it's like 60 cents per. It's pretty much street food.
Everyone
there eats street food.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. It's like cheeseburger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's not the
cheeseburger
best.
Cheeseburger China.
It's not the best. Like, you could make it better.
Well, yeah, you can get it.
Where is the best dim sum you
San Jose.
Oh, you
Koi Palace.
That's right. Koi Palace. This place that he doesn't want to go to.
I want to go to.
Well, let's go.
Yeah. Just for dim sum.
No, we can just go to San Jose and just chill. It's a cool place. Go hiking or something.
No mountains there.
There's a shoreline.
No, there's not.
They have a hockey team.
San Jose?
I think it's inland from Santa Cruz.
Like yes, exactly that.
Okay.
Like Mountain View and all that stuff.
How it's drunk are you right now?
It's gotta be hiking then.
No, there's not.
It's geography. It's not. People, I don't, you know. I'm lucky I knew where that is.
You can hike anywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
You're just lazy.
I'm not lazy. Oh, my God. I did so much hiking when I was in Portland.
did you really?
Yeah.
With Hannah?
Yeah.
You guys hiked all day and then you ate at night? Where'd you hike to?
Yeah, we went to, there was a big-ass fire when we were there, Eagle Creek Fire, which started off with a 15-year-old, fireworks, took out like 40,000 acres, and it's still burning now. It started from September 5th, and it took down like all these different gorges and waterfalls. It's not getting a lot of attention just because it's not burning as here in California, like the Napa fires. So it's not economically going to be hurting the United States, but it's burning a lot more acreage, and they're not going to contain it until the end of December.
Crazy.
It is crazy.
nature's way of thinning things out, doing it over, starting over again. It's natural. Kind of.
Kind of.
Yeah. Probably started by like lightning.
No, it was started by fireworks by a 15-year-old kid.
Crazy.
You didn't know that for sure.
No, that's what they... That's, they do.
Did you ever see Backdraft?
Yeah. I went on the ride.
He went on the ride.
Best dish of Portland.
I had dumplings.
You can get that shit here.
But I was in Seattle.
I can get you those soup dumplings.
Yeah, they were good. I had those there.
And speaking of fire, you know, I know it's like every distillery you go to, everyone's like, oh yeah, and the fire we had. And the next one's like, oh yeah, and we had the fire. And then the next one's like, oh yeah, and then we had the fire, 92. Like, they all freaking catch on fire. That's crazy. Pork. This one, like, burned to the ground. Uh-huh. It's crazy because of all the alcohol vapor in the air. So all the distilleries, it's like Jim Beam is the number one distillery, like the biggest, like they got over like a million barrels, and this other one, Heaven Hill, and there's all these other ones, and they're all friends because they know that if they get in a fire, like they have to like let their friends use their all their facilities to keep them in business and stuff.
That's insane.
Because when I went to,
no way, that's like wipe out
Heaven Hill, yeah, like 2000, it was like the biggest industrial fire in U.S. history. The whole freaking distillery went, and it lasted for like days and days. And
was it an explosion?
There's an explosion, and then it just kept going.
How did that happen? Somebody fell asleep with their cigarette in their lap?
It just happened.
By the ton?
Probably. Yeah, it's just like someone like throwing like a quarter in there, over the corner and spark lit. I don't know. It's
Roger fucking lighting the cigarette outside in the break room. Nobody will ever know. Boss isn't here today.
All right, so but... To go back to Portland, though, for me, for Josh.
It's back to you, Josh.
For me? He's talking in third person now?
Exactly. But just, I want to settle a debate. People wait in line for Voodoo Donuts up there. Garbage. Fuck Voodoo Donuts. Go to Blue Star.
Krispy Kreme.
Go to where?
Go to Blue Star Donuts.
I've heard that one, too.
They have one here in Santa Monica. They have Voodoo Donuts at Universal City One. Hmm. But fuck that one.
Strong.
I want to go to a place in Westwood, or was it either Westwood or Burbank?
Is it the rock and roll one?
Or the I want to go to the one where they base the Simpson donut off of some hole in the wall place.
Isn't it a Universal City Walk? That's where the Simpson one is.
Well, it's technically where this is, like the one like before when they were writing the show, like Matt Groening, like with the place, the donut shop they used to go to.
Which one's that one?
I just described it.
I know you just heard it, but where is
it? Well, now you gotta listen to this show because I'm not gonna.
You don't have to go all the way over there. If you have like four cocktails, like the donuts down the street, it's like the greatest donut you've ever had. It's so great.
No, fuck that shit. Samosa is really good. Okay,
that was like the greatest car
ride. I don't need to be fucking drunk to go to that.
Caravan side route I've never taken. We're driving on the golf course.
It's like you're down that back alley in Long Beach.
No, fuck it. I can. My palate's still good.
Dan, where are we going?
You guys are need bat an eye. I go, let's go. You're like, all right.
All the car, give me your fucking croissant right now.
No, we had like a 5-minute debate about who was going to drive. I was like, I know it's not me. I Ubered here. I was like, we can Uber there. Oh,
shit. I was like, screw that. I'm driving.
I know I can drive.
Okay, and then in Portland,
and
top dishes.
Now back to me.
Now Portland again.
Yes, fuck you guys. So beet salad, probably one of the best dishes. Second best dish was this harissa
with avocado toast. Something I say all the time, never.
What?
Beet salad?
Dude, it was fucking great.
What?
Yeah, seriously, all over your face. That's how good it was.
You beat it. Beat the salad all over your face.
That's why it was so good.
Did you see this today? Check that out. Pork. Yum. It was this Chinese place that Josh didn't like.
Yeah.
Mm.
It was good.
Yep.
You would love it, Dan.
Sure. It's good. Kentucky had the flat brown. It's called like a dish of that. It's like a layer of bread.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then turkey.
Yep.
And then cheese.
Yep.
And bacon and tomato.
It's called hot brown.
Hot brown. Hot brown.
Hot brown. Hot brown.
And hot brown. Was okay.
Hey guys, is there any bars around here that has skee-ball?
No.
No.
The Midway used to, but they took it out.
The Midway?
In Bellflower.
This, these are good. This
skee-ball is the greatest drunk game ever.
It's so that's good. Real skee-ball. No, not like the table one.
Nope, real skee-ball.
Real skee-ball is the bomb.
Yeah, they had these Vietnamese muffin things that were fucking amazing.
What makes them Vietnamese? That's fucking racist.
That thing looks awesome.
That's dried pork.
No way. On a muffin?
It was fucking good.
Oh, is that shredded dried pork?
Is that like sweet and sour muffin?
It was so good.
Sounds like there's some sweet glaze on there.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Sweet glaze and pork.
And then I had this awesome... I showed you this, Josh. This is an uni shot.
Yep.
I gotta say that Robert's winning. Look at those pictures.
I'm not showing it to you like that, too, because obviously you don't want to look at it.
We do want to look at it. What do you mean? But you're not showing us anything evident.
Show me something beautiful. Look at that. It's beautiful.
You want to see something beautiful?
That's like a friggin' nagel. Ooh. Zoom it in.
Let me see it.
Go to the side. Zoom it sideways. Go sideways.
Let me see this.
It's not completely focused. It looks good. But it doesn't... I don't really get the textures.
Horrible lighting.
Look at the textures. Look at the lighting on that. I mean, Josh, I you got some good dishes here, but jeez. Oh, my God. Look at that. Look at that.
This is just a potato salad.
Sideways. Just sideways.
Let me see that.
It's not like a sex position, Dan. Stop screaming at me like you're white.
Well, I mean, come on. Do it some justice. Do it some justice.
So they did
octopus. My wife, too. Do it some justice.
Octopus terrain.
Oh, whoa. See, there you go. Present it. That looks awesome.
There you go.
Wow, look at that. Look at the setting.
Something from our memories.
It could have been like a La Petite magazine. Wow.
Hold up. Something that you'll recognize.
Now, give me the setup. Don't just go here.
Oh, here's the deal. Here's where you want to stick your nose in.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this is good, man.
Look at that.
You mix it all up. Looks
wow. Is that?
Wait, I mix it all up. That was before and after. It looks kind of gross.
You know where this is?
Oh, that looks pretty good. Is that the place?
You didn't describe anything.
This is in Long Beach.
In Long Beach?
Where?
I thought that you were gonna say that was in
Open Sesame.
It is Open Sesame.
Check out this fucking.
I've never had that at Open Sesame.
Are you fucking kidding me right now?
No, I was get the shawarma.
You know you're fucking showing us pictures from Oregon. This is fucking.
Look at this.
You're going to have pictures.
Look at Robert's pictures.
You're going to have pictures.
For God's sake. Look at these
pictures from 5 years ago.
You need to do a book, Robert. That's awesome.
That's like a chandelier with like fucking just bottles.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
It is. It's great.
Oh, then we had an uni ramen.
Ooh.
Because I love uni. So that was an uni shot.
How much was that uni ramen?
That uni ramen looks really good.
Very, are those fish eggs? Reasonable. Yeah.
Salmon. What is reasonable?
Like 12, 13 bucks for the uni ramen.
Look at that.
That's normal. That's not too bad.
Look at that.
That's
a little bit more. Looks like the guy who like owns the restaurant made that bowl.
Yeah, this is good, man. Look at it.
Wow.
It's so colorful.
That looks really good, too.
Yeah, that does look good. That nice raw meat. You didn't even describe
it. I wish Robert would have shot that though.
I don't need to describe it.
Well, we're talking to people on a podcast.
Look at that.
This is a nice uni ramen bowl with an egg, and it's like, this is like so beautiful, milky.
Oh, that's good too. I wish that it's pretty good. It's pretty good. I mean, Robert, look at Robert's.
That's
looks like
nice. It's got some movement in there. I don't know what I'm looking at, but it looks good.
So bread onion with blue cheese with
you got a blooming onion. You're at Outback.
Oh my God!
Yeah. Well, Robert, your photo, you take such good photos on there. Ooh, that looks pretty good. What is that? Like an endive with like a
endive with a bruleed figs.
I love endive.
Bruleed.
Yeah, with Marcona almonds.
Good.
Bublé.
Michael Bublé was there?
Bublé endive?
Wow, look at that.
Yum. Ramen, man. You would have loved this ramen bowl. You love it.
We're going to put these photos on the website.
Yes,
on
please.
The blog.
We'll send it to you.
Yeah, openyourmouth.com.
Put it in.
God, you gotta...
Oh, yeah, here you go. Uni ramen. Only 13 bucks. I have a picture of the menu because I knew I was going to remember any of this.
Looks like a work of art.
Yeah, it was great.
Where is that?
That's in Portland.
Portlandia.
That's the harissa avocado toast. $16, though.
Wow.
Would you pay that?
No.
You know, it's beautiful, but...
Yeah,
it's
I guess.
Really good.
I have to say
it just looked like a nice sourdough, like the boudin sourdough, and some... I just mash up the avocado and salt.
Look at that.
That's great.
A4 Wagyu.
Wow, that looks amazing.
Which
it's like
eightfold.
At the end of your meal, they give you frozen grapes. It's like totally Japanese, simple, really refreshing. It was nice, cleanse the palate.
It is cleanse the palate.
It was good. What was that?
Look at the beef and the cabbage there.
a lot of beef.
They're almost the same color.
Don't worry about your colon.
Really?
I'm ready for the gentleman, Jack.
Okay. We missed all the photo talk. That was like the funniest part. Now it's Juana.
Yeah, look, it's fucking catnip, but look, check this out.
Oh, yeah, there's a couple cat cafes up there. Tasha's gone up there before. She was like, just for that.
Now
it's Juana. I was like, dude, you have this just sitting on your coffee table? He's like, yeah, man, you want some? I like the smell of catnip, so I was just smelling it.
Should we bust out the pizza?
Yes, please.
Okay, I think I'm going to have a... Yeah, I'll probably have a slice. But I think I'm moving on to...
candy?
To candy. No.
Pineapple?
White Russian.
White Russian?
Dude, are you serious? Like, we don't... Yeah, the ice is ready. Right, by Russians?
Okay. No, I'm going Gentleman Jack.
Well, you know, we all have to drink the same. We all do what? White Russians and then Gentleman Jack. Oh, what's going on with Gentleman Jack? What are you going to mix with that?
Coke.
It's an easy nightcap. Let's do that before. Are you sure?
Yeah.
You're going to have to pitch out. You're going to have a White Russian.
Fuck.
You shouldn't have those two devils.
Actually, the second drink wasn't a double. What?
It's select. So you know it's good. Or prestige worldwide.
It's in a fucking plastic bottle.
It's not a plastic bottle. Fuck you. This is prestige.
Bitch. Prestige pop off.
That's like that one at Trader Joe's with like the Greek god on it or whatever.
I'm sorry, Mr. Fancy Pants. You blood orange everything.
Yeah, I'm right.
There's a band called Blood Orange. I kind of like them.
Yeah. Play them on the outro.
Oh, yeah, play them on the outro.
Oh. Dan's getting heavy handed.
That's a lot of ice in there.
Are we going to have enough ice for White Russians?
I don't know. Damn it. No, I think we are. We'll make it work. Bought that bag of ice.
We gotta drink these fast.
No, I have like two more trays in there, and they're pretty frozen.
Sweet.
Is that thing still recording over there? Did it stop again?
No, it's still going.
I wonder why it stops. It didn't do it last time.
It didn't.
Which one do you want?
Either one. Chris Grabbins.
Alright. You go, Josh.
Thank you, sir. Is this the fucking double?
Double.
No, damn them all the same, actually. They're all doubles, so...
Oh my god.
He loaded a round in every chamber.
Can you lean if he's over, please?
You know what I learned on my trip is that if you're switching between drinks, you're supposed to smell the back of your hand. Kind of, it's like a palate cleanser.
Why
if you don't have food?
What's on the back of your hand?
I have no idea.
That's what you wipe your ass with, dude.
That's gross.
You my fucking camp counselor?
What camp you guys went to?
Camp wanna fuck you.
Oh shit. Okay, I'm gonna fuck you.
Oh shit. Can you bring the pizza over, please?
Oh, pizza.
Sorry, we didn't get delivery. Perfect.
Yeah. Right here, friend.
You're just positive. I don't know if this is gonna.
There you go. Alright, guys. Pausing for some pizza.
Pausing for some pizza? Pizza pause. Whatever you want to do is fine. It's all open. You just make whatever cocktails you want to drink.
Right.
Mm. That's a joke.
We're going to watch this video. There's
no room for snobbery, right? Pizza break's still going.
This is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
The ending. That should be the ending of this.
They're so good. Cars.
Welcome back from the pizza pause.
That was the Cars, my best friend's girlfriend.
We don't know who that was because that's copyright infringement.
Oh.
Is it?
We don't know who it was.
We're just watching YouTube videos?
We don't know who that was. That was my mom's favorite band's friend.
I think it's like White Russian 10.
Is it?
Yeah. If you're not a little bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a little bitch. I'm not going to have
You're drinking more.
You?
Yeah.
You never are. You never.
You made us drink fucking mugs of wine, man.
Yeah.
You're pouring so high.
Mugs yeah, but it, we're,
and you bitched out.
Not
you
even close
me,
to
you call us both bitches.
Yeah.
I guess Isaac has to commend him. He knows his limits. He knows what he needs to do.
I'm not commending anything on that. That's no.
He's got to drive.
I got to drive.
You got to drive.
You already sneezed.
Hannah said you could stay.
Hannah did not say I
can
stay.
You can't drive, she said that. Wesley might spoon you in the morning, but it's okay.
Wow!
Yeah, snuggles.
What the hell?
He likes to snuggle.
Yeah,
it's not spicy. You tickle him.
It's not spicy.
You're not spicy for sure. Spices. Spices.
Yeah, I'm not good at giving dim sum in the morning.
Huh? What? Dim sum in the morning? Wow, that's my child.
Dear God. Dear God. Dear God. Who are you?
Yeah. I guess we should not get another Bloody Mary.
Another Bloody Mary? We never had Bloody Marys.
White Russians. Sorry.
I'm ready for a White Russian.
You guys can have a White Russian. I'm not drinking that.
Is it going to be a white wedding?
White wedding.
I just remember that, like Judd Nelson, Breakfast Club.
Did he do a white wedding?
No, he says that to the chick from Pretty.
Oh, is it going to be a white wedding?
Yeah.
And she's like, you're disgusting. She's like, Claire. That's a fat girl's name.
I say that.
I'm not fat.
Well, not presently. But, you know, once you squeeze out a few puppies.
You know, I just thought about Rebel Yell. That's all I did.
I fucking love that movie. That was like my high school movie. I was fucking. My idol was Judd Nelson.
Yeah. I think it's everyone's. It's amazing. I saw it at the theater. I was like, whoa, that was pretty good.
I saw that at the drive-in. The Santa Fe Springs.
Yeah. Wow. Why do you have a fake ID? So I can vote.
Oh, so I can vote. That guy was like McLovin before McLovin.
He was pre-McLovin.
So true.
Pre-McLovin.
Pre-Lovin.
Pre-Lovin.
Whoa,
we should totally make like open your mouth shirts that say pre-Lovin with that guy's picture on Michael Anthony Hall.
I'll give him a dollar for every shirt. I'll support the hall.
Yeah, I think he had like a later career on like one of those cop shows or something. Didn't he? Or something? Like SVU or something like that?
Yeah,
something like
man. Something. Yeah, I was on nothing.
Nothing? Okay, nothing? Okay. He was great in 60 Candles.
Johnny B. Good.
Hey, so
he's
let's
Johnny
meet.
Be good.
Can we meet next week? This Wednesday?
Johnny B. Good, he's like a football player.
Yeah. One of the lesser known roles. Because the other one was like, Weird Science is like, she broke up with me. Like, the girl broke up with you? She kicked you in the nuts?
Yeah. The movie is on the break room the other day.
It's solid.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
In the break room.
And Kelly LeBrock was so hot.
Actually, the new kids don't even know. They're so young.
That's true. They really don't appreciate, like, funny stuff.
No, they don't.
A little bit.
Can we do Hot Pot next week at my place?
Sure. Never done it before.
Carpool. Want Uber from here?
Sure. Yeah.
Uber.
Never done Hot Pot.
Well, we're smart. We're going to Uber.
Whatever. I'll text you the address. But yeah, let's do Hot Pot next Wednesday, okay?
Okay, let me turn this off.
Okay.
Cheers.
See you guys.
See you guys.